Closing your eyes, taking a few deep breaths into the heart as we explore the shadow of grief in the heart chakra today. And grief is a response to loss or regret. This can be mental or emotional, and we can also hold it in the body. Today we're going to release any grief we're holding in the body, the mind, the spirit, whether we are aware of it or not. And as we let go of that heaviness, we allow more joy, more lightness to enter the heart chakra. We set an intention to release any grief we're holding hidden or known. And this can be grief around something we've loved and lost, something we've expected and not received. It can be grief around not loving places in yourself, your shadows. Can be grief around the sorrows of the world. It can also be ancestral grief. So setting that intention to allow it to arise, be released from the body. Knowing that we will only be given as much as we can handle. So trusting this process and opening the heart to release. And starting with the breath through the mouth, two breaths in, one breath out. Nice deep breaths. So we breathe into all the parts of the heart. We're going to start by breathing into the left side of the heart. You're breathing in to your receptive side, expanding the heart to the left as you open to receive all through the mouth. Now focusing on the right side, the expressive side of the heart, as you feel your heart space widening to be a full expression, of whatever grief is showing up, a full release. You're opening to feel and to release. Now breathing into the bottom of your heart, the depths of your heart, the depths of your grief, and having compassion with yourself as you allow that sadness to arise. I guess he's better off than he was before. And then exhaling to the front and allowing the grief to push forward through your heart and to release through the breath. And I welcome you to place your hands on your heart if that helps you to feel more compassion and softness. I used to cry for Tracy, 'cause I want to see him again. Two breaths in, one breath out. Just allowing yourself to recall any loss or losses that have really affected you, or even the anticipation of loss. allowing yourself to touch into it at all levels, really acknowledging it so we can release. So allowing any loss around things you've loved and lost. This can be a death, so a person or a pet. Just allowing it to arise. Feeling all the feels. This can also be the loss of a friendship. Or loss of a romantic relationship. Keep breathing through the mouth. Two breaths in, one breath out. Allowing any tears and emotions to rise to the surface, not holding back, just opening and softening. No staring at his picture, I realize no one could cry away. Allowing those memories to surface. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad. Two breaths in, one breath out. You can bring in that green energy of support as you breathe. Good, keep breathing. Maybe he's found the answer to all the April snow. Two breaths in, one breath out, allowing that grief to rise in the mind, the body, and the spirit. And allowing your body to release in whatever way it needs to, through tears, through movement, through sound. Good. Keep breathing. Keep feeling. Allow yourself to feel. We're clearing heaviness in the heart and the body, and the element of the heart chakra is air. And air is meant to be light and expansive. So all that grief creates heaviness, which keeps our heart chakra out of balance. Now tuning in to any grief around things that you might have expected and did not receive. So going back to childhood, what did you expect, desire, or even hope for that you did not receive? This can be from family, from your parents, ways of being cared for and loved. Can also be disappointments in friendships. What did you expect? How did you expect someone to show up and didn't receive that? This can be in romantic partnerships. Two breaths in, one breath out. This can be in opportunities, job opportunities, promotions, receiving or losing a job. What did you expect and not receive, and what sadness do you carry around this? Keep exploring, using the breath, allowing those emotions to arise. Good. Keep breathing in the color green. Good, nice, strong breaths. Allowing yourself to feel, keep opening. Keep breathing into the green. Keep breathing, and now tuning into what places inside yourself have not known and experienced your love. So your shadows and any grief those parts inside are feeling for not being loved. Allowing those parts to speak to you. And flooding those areas with bright green light. Two breaths in, one breath out. Good. What spaces inside have not known your love, have not felt love? Allowing any sadness and grief to come to the surface. Keep breathing, two breaths in, one breath out. Keep surrendering and softening, allowing any pain, any grief, any sadness to arise to the surface. Giving yourself permission to feel and release. May I be open to the pain of grief, asking your body so that you can allow for it to move through you. I still think of you when I hear your name. I be open to the pain of grief. I'm just noticing what comes up, not rejecting, not clinging. May I be open to the pain and sorrow of grief, and in that question, allowing it to move.
I lost a friend, like keys in a sofa. Like a
good. Keep breathing. Two breaths in. One breath out.
Like sleep on a red eye. Like money on a bed.
Allowing yourself to grieve any sorrows of the world, anything you've been holding. That doesn't belong to you, that you've been holding on to. Allowing it to arise so it can be released. Two breaths in, one breath out. Asking yourself, may I find inner resources to be present for my sorrow? And in that, allowing yourself to really be present for your sorrow, for what's showing up right now.
How the hell did I lose a friend I never had? Never had. I'm on the mend, like I'm wearing a neck brace, like I'm sleeping in my own place. Like I'm pulling all the stitches out of my
Keep breathing
face.
Through the mouth, two breaths in, one like breath out, surrendering like to grief, surrendering to sadness, like it's been a couple days, allowing any tears to flow, breathing into the green, clearing the lungs. We hold so much grief in the lungs. Each breath, increasing the breath to clear the lungs. Each breath, you're letting go of grief. Keep staying in the present, staying in the feelings.
Nobody believes me. Say I know that he don't need me.
May I be open to the pain and sorrow of grief. May I find the inner resources to really be present for my sorrow. Good. Keep breathing. Keep going. Speeding up the breath.
I'd apologize if it was black and white, but life is different. Just try to listen to me now. I know I'll be alright, but I'm not tonight. I lost a friend, I lost a friend, I lost my mind. And nobody believes me, say I know that he don't need me. Cause he made a little too much money to be 20 and sad.
May I find the inner resources to be really present for my sorrow. Calling on your strength to be with what is showing up right now. Noticing any judgment or resistance that's arising and knowing it will pass.
Man, it's been a long day.
Keep breathing.
Driving on the freeway. Wondering if I really tried everything I could.
Are you holding any ancestral grief that came through your family line? If so, you're inviting and welcoming it to arise so you can clear not only for you but for your whole lineage, knowing that you have the strength and power to release 7 generations before, for 7 generations in front.
You needed to have. I'm so
asking yourself, may I accept my sadness, knowing that I am not my sadness? May I accept my sadness, knowing that I am not my sadness? Good, keep breathing. All through the mouth, two breaths in, one breath out, keep it going. Increasing the breath. Accepting the sadness, knowing that you are not sadness. You are not your sadness. Keep clearing ancestral grief. Letting go of the grief you carry from your mother and father. From your grandmother and grandfather. Releasing sadness around any trauma from your family line. Keep breathing. Good. Keep breathing. Two breaths in, one breath out. Keep breathing. Good. And we breathe in to forgiveness, our final song. May I forgive myself for mistakes made and things left undone. May I forgive myself for mistakes made and things left undone. Also, forgiveness towards others. So are you carrying any pain from being hurt by others that you can let go of and forgive right now? Knowing that forgiveness is for you. It is to lighten your heart. It does not mean what they did was okay or right. Just means you're no longer willing to hold on to that pain, to hold on to that heaviness that blocks the heart from soaring, from singing, from being in joy. What can you forgive right now? Feeling any pain around something someone did to you? This could also be forgiveness around yourself, something that you're holding on to that you feel like you harmed yourself in or did yourself wrong by. This is your chance to let it go. Feel the grief, and then let it go. Nice quick breaths. We're almost there. Keep breathing. Keep emoting, keep feeling, keep allowing, keep opening the heart to release more and more grief. Two breaths in, one breath out, connecting to that green, that beautiful healing green. Keep going. Few more minutes. You've got this. Keep it going. Nice quick breaths. Keep releasing. Keep forgiving. Keep allowing. Any grief around things you have not forgiven, events, people, actions to show up to be released. Two breaths in, one breath out. Keep it going. Almost there. Keep feeling into the heart, releasing all heaviness, using the breath, the air, to expand, to lighten, to move, and to clear all stuck energy from anywhere in the body. Good, keep going, you're almost there. Keep using the breath, keep breathing, keep letting go, keep tuning in to any remaining grief and sadness that's in the body. This is your opportunity for a final release, to clear all that's been holding down your vibration, all of that heavy weight. Breath in, one breath out, keep going, almost there, keep breathing. Good, keep going, final few breaths, you've got this, don't give up, keep that energy moving. Two breaths in, one breath out, we're almost there. Keep it moving, keep breathing. Keep breathing that green, keep releasing, keep letting go. Keep it moving. Diving deep into the heart. This final few breaths of release. Keep it going, keep it going. Keep it moving, you've got this. Good, few more breaths. Good, and letting go of the breath. And if your hands aren't already there, you can place them on the heart, just allowing any final sadness and emotion to release. And you're just noticing whatever's arising, noticing what thoughts are present, not clinging to them, noticing what you're feeling in the heart, just letting it go. And grief is a recognition of endings, but it's also a birth and a beginning, and every goodbye is a moment of connection. And grief teaches us to appreciate and love what we had and what we lost and what we have right now. You can visualize the color green as I'm channeling beautiful green energy into your heart. We move from grief to appreciation as you tune in to what you're grateful for. Acknowledging and appreciating all the beautiful things you have in your life, this beautiful gift of life we've been given. As you appreciate and have gratitude, you can place those things into the heart as you feel your heart expand with love and joy. What are you grateful for? And what do you appreciate? The more we appreciate, the more those things grow. receive the beautiful vibration of green heart love energy as you connect to unconditional love for yourself and for others. And you can start to wiggle your fingers and toes, taking a few deep breaths. And when you're ready, you can begin to journal. We'll take a few minutes here.